And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas has freed two American hostages being held in the Gaza Strip. Details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Judith Ranan from the Chicago area and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie are safe and with Israeli authorities. Blinken and President Biden met a few days ago with families of some of the hostages.
No family anywhere should have to experience this torture.
Blinken says the work is far from over.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for.
Blinken says it's important to keep the vision alive, that people can live and work together in that region. He calls the alternative stark: Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran.
It's destruction, it's death, it's terrorism, it's darkness.
President Biden says work continues around the clock to free the hostages. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Israel-Hamas war and efforts to ensure continued support for Ukraine dominated a Friday summit between U.S. President Joe Biden, European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, and European Council President Charles Michel. White House correspondent Patsy Wadakaswar reporting.
The now two-week-long war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza and 20 months of Russia's invasion on Ukraine form the backdrop of the U.S.-EU summit in Washington between European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Charles Michel, and U.S. President Joe Biden.
We stood together to support the brave people of Ukraine in the face of Putin's aggression, and we stood together to tackle the economic challenges and establish standards to guide our relationship with China. And we're standing together now to support Israel in the wake of Hamas's appalling terrorist attack.
The transatlantic partners also aim to curb